To the latest in the banking sector now, one of the Commonwealth Bank's top executives has quit. The departure of Rob Jesudarson comes as the bank's newly installed CEO, Matt Comyn, races to deal with the CBA's culture and governance problems, with the Financial Services Royal Commission set to resume next week. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, is covering the Royal Commission, and he's with me now in the studio. Peter, this was a sudden departure. Did Mr. Jesudarson leave voluntarily?
Well, Rob Jesudarson was the CBA's chief financial officer, perhaps the person closest or meant to be the closest to Chief Executive Matt Comyn. But I understand this is an amicable departure, even though he only replaced David Craig as CFO in July last year. Now, Mr. Jesudarson is returning to Hong Kong with his family, where he'll join a blockchain startup as Group President and Chief Financial Officer. But this comes a fortnight after the CBA moved into a deeper level of crisis management. That's after the banking regulator APRA criticised the board and chief executives about complacency, dulled senses and unclear accountabilities. And that inquiry had been initiated last year after the CBA was accused of breaking anti-money laundering laws almost 54,000 times.
So, Peter, does the departure of another executive then make Matt Comyn's job of restoring trust in the CBA harder?
Well, it probably does, Eleanor. Rob Jesudarson is highly respected in the industry, and while it surprised a few, others have told me Mr. Jesudarson had considered throwing his hat into the ring to replace Ian Narev, who left earlier this year, though he was not seen as a major candidate, and family reasons are cited as the main reason for returning to Hong Kong. The CBA has made Alan Docherty acting chief financial officer, but it's critical for the CBA to get a full-time replacement, given that its full-year results are 3 months away, so headhunters are working overtime to get a field of candidates. CBA shares were initially down on that news, but up a tenth of 1% in late morning trade.
And on the share market, Peter, Telstra shares have been hit hard today. What happened there?
Well, Telstra shares were down 3.7% in late morning trade. That's after Telstra warned investors about, quote, challenging trading conditions, and that its pre-tax profit would come in at the lower end of forecasts, and that would be as low as $10.1 billion. Also, the rollout of the national broadband network is expected to take away $3 billion from Telstra's bottom line. That's been reported earlier. But also today, Chief Financial Officer Warwick Bray says Telstra is making less money out of post-paid mobile accounts. But on top of that, the NBN is continuing to eat into revenue from telephone landlines. Remember them? Telstra's traditional bread and butter.
The NBN is impacting the fixed line, and not only is the NBN impacting the fixed line, we're also seeing pressure on the margins. The combination of mostly those two factors is larger than the benefits that we're getting from the fixed costs, and we're still of the view that by the conclusion of the NBN, it will influence negatively about $3 billion.
That's Telstra's Chief Financial Officer, Warwick Bray, and the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan there.